From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. North Korea says it will release an American missionary who was detained after entering the country from China on Christmas Day. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
The official Korean Central News Agency said that the North would show lenience, forgive, and release Robert Park in light of his repentance. Park, a Tucson, Arizona resident, walked over the frozen Tumen River that serves as the border between North Korea and China. He carried letters calling on North Korean leader Kim Jong-il to resign and shut down the country's labor camps. KCNA quoted Park as saying that he discovered that, quote, "there's complete religious freedom for all people everywhere," unquote, in North Korea, after authorities returned his confiscated Bible and allowed him to attend a service at Pyongyang's Pongsu Church. It quoted Park as saying that he repented for his trespassing and had been taken in by the West's false propaganda about North Korea. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The mayor of Los Angeles has ordered the immediate termination of 1,000 jobs in an attempt to close the city's $200 million budget deficit. NPR's Carrie Kahn has more.
Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa ordered the immediate layoffs just one day after the entire city council voted to postpone any action on job cuts for 30 days. The council said it wanted to try and find alternative ways to balance the budget. But Villaraigosa said the layoffs needed to be done immediately or the city's credit rating would suffer, increasing the deficit by some $300,000 a day. Villaraigosa says as many as 360 employees could get reassigned to other positions to avoid layoffs. A coalition of LA unions has been lobbying the mayor and the city council for months to postpone terminating workers. Opponents of the cuts had demanded a 10% reduction in city contracts with consulting firms and contractors. As of July 1st, Los Angeles's deficit is estimated to climb to more than $400 million. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Stocks fell sharply worldwide Thursday amid intensifying investor concerns about the debt that countries have taken on to stimulate their economies. NPR's John Itzde has details.
Investors sold off stocks in virtually every major world market, sparked by worries about high debt levels, specifically in a number of European countries, from Greece to the UK. Despite record U.S. deficits, the dollar rose as investors rushed to the perceived safety of U.S. government securities. But on Wall Street, stocks tumbled downward. Rising initial claims for unemployment also troubled investors and fueled concern that Friday's January employment numbers could signal a slowdown in the U.S. recovery. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials fell 268 points. This is NPR News. Democrats have officially lost their filibuster-proof majority in the U.S. Senate. Massachusetts Republican Scott Brown was sworn in Thursday to the seat long held by the late Democrat Ted Kennedy. Republicans now have 41 votes they can use to block President Obama's agenda, but Brown has said his party won't always be able to count on his vote, saying he plans to be an independent voice. He has, however, said he plans to vote against the health care legislation now before the Senate. The United States will deploy an anti-missile defense system in Romania and perhaps other countries in southern and eastern Europe. The U.S. says the system will protect against a threat from Iran. Barry Schwad has more.
We are going to protect our interests and our allies, says the State Department spokesman, in announcing the first step in a new missile defense system. Russia has objected in the past to such deployments when NATO forces edge closer to the Russian border. But the State Department spokesman, P.J. Crowley, said the anti-missile defense is not aimed at Russia, but at the emerging threat from Iran. Poland, another one-time ally of Russia, is considering participating as well. The ballistic missile interceptors in Romania are scheduled to be deployed by 2015. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwide in Washington.
A Japanese business newspaper reports that Toyota will soon recall 270,000 Prius models because of brake problems. Toyota also says it's investigating possible brake problems with its Lexus hybrid. The automaker is trying to resolve accelerator problems on millions of vehicles that have been recalled. In Tokyo, the benchmark Nikkei is down 2.6%. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.